Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Is gambling ruining Major League Baseball? And can the sport recover from the heavy pressure of market forces? Find out on Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
All right, so first up, a Florida man was arrested after he ran right into a hotel with his car. Just can't do that. It was in Ohio. They tracked this Florida man down on Saturday. And they said, why did you crash into the Elyria Hotel and then flee the scene? Police officers were called. It was just after 10 a.m. I mean, he ran right into this glass wall with his Chevy Tahoe and then ran away from the scene. And they identified him, Simon Aguilar of Fort Pierce, Florida. He was a guest. And he originally, he said he allegedly moved the SUV to a nearby business after the crash. They recovered the vehicle and arrested him. No injuries, thankfully. Charges are still pending. You know, you're not going to run away from something like that. Just FYI. Okay. A man survives a bear attack in Gulf Breeze. What? People like to... There are a lot of bear in Florida, and you may not really think that because you're like, Florida, what? But there really are. And wildlife officials say that a man let his dog out early Thursday morning when a bear bit him on the leg. He called 911. Dispatch arrived to control the bleeding until the ambulance then arrived. Or dispatchers helped him control until the ambulance arrived. The neighbor who lives a few homes down caught video of two bears walking in their driveway 20 minutes before the attack happened. Florida Fish and Wildlife is investigating. They say traps have been placed around the property and the bear will be humanely killed if caught. They say that relocating the bear is not a viable option because it'll put another community at risk. So that's kind of the danger of that. So it's not an endangered species. It's just one you got to control. That's it. But good night. Oh, another day, another gator in Florida, what? This time in Sanford. They love, like, walking up to doors.
Yeah.
And knocking on them. There's one gator we talked about last week that had a folding chair on its head. Well, now these gators walked up to another neighbor's front door. The alligator raised its head at one point, and video shows that officers approached because they immediately called Florida Fish and Wildlife, and they were trying to use a rake. They were assessing the situation. And the alligator growled at one of the officers. They were finally able to kind of get him under control, and they relocate him to a retention pond. But they didn't have a trapper there with them, but they were able to get it. It took a little bit of time. And they said, one of the neighbors said that cops were banging on my living room window, and they asked me if I had a stick. And then I checked my Ring camera, and I saw a giant gator through my doorbell camera. She couldn't even open her door. And she was like, I think you're going to need something more than a stick. So then she gave him a big old rake. But she said thanks to the Sanford PD because they had the situation handled. But they're most active gators from dusk until dawn. So basically, if you walk out at night in Florida and you're near water, you're probably going to get your feet chewed off by a gator. And then you're just going to be stumpy. And then you're going to have your stumps chewed off until nothingness. Then at one point, you're just going to be walking around on your knee stumps.
Yeah, nobody wants
and
that.
Just keeps going, right? It's like a Monty Python scene. Just be aware of this. Just be aware of it. Let's see here. This is so gross. Okay, so a Florida woman was she broke into a locked bathroom and attacked her boyfriend with a kitchen knife because he was texting some other ladies. He was texting some other ladies. She was charged with aggravated battery with a deadly weapon, stemming from what officers said was a domestic dispute. It turned violent. The victim said he was using the restroom. They began arguing with the closed door, and then she was able to break into the locked bathroom door and confront him with a kitchen knife, and she was swinging it like she was slicing it in up and down side-to-side motions. So he got a cut on his tricep. She fought back. They had to put her in a chokehold, so she was arrested, taken to Broward jail. Our partners that will bring you the program, it's the Kel-Tec Gen 3 Sub 2K, the gun that folds in half. And I've told you, I've been the one to describe it as gun origami. And it's from American Florida-based company, Kel-Tec. The Gen 3, and they have, there's a lot of variety with the Sub 2K, a lot of variety with it. And the Gen 3 version of it, first off, there's a couple of different differences. You have the optics, you don't have to detach the optics to fold it in half. The optics stay on, and it deploys super quick and easy. It's that rotating twist, just the twist and turn, that rotating forend, that's all it takes. And it deploys zeroed and ready to rock. But it's also chambered in 10 millimeter. You got now available in 10 millimeter. And this is the third generation. So the folding carbine rifle got a variety of calibers, now even more versatile with the new 10 millimeter chambering. And folds down to 16.5 inches for easy storage and transport. It accepts Glock mags. You have a simple and reliable blowback design. So you got really ease of maintenance and consistent performance. Lighter 5-pound trigger pull. Integrated M-Lock. You got rails for accessories. It's ideal for home defense, backpacking, camping, everything that you need. And they make everything right here in the U.S. of A. So no worries about any kind of tariff impact. American materials and American workers. Learn more at KeltecWeapons.com. Innovation performance. Keltec, K-E-L-T-E-C, weapons. Tell them Dana sent you.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable Pocket Hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free Pocket Pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle with ultra titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
It's about as dumb as this quote from Tim Walz's daughter. Oh, boy. So the daughter of the Minnesota Governor Tim Walz is on TikTok. And I don't know, I didn't even know there's a running influencer. I hate the word influencer. They're just people online. So there's this lady that runs. Her name is Kate Max. I know nothing about her. I used to run the mile and 2 mile when I was like in high school and college, and I have not ran for fun. I would only run if I'm like running from a killer. That's the only way I'm going to be running anymore. I hate cardio. I just like heavy weights. Cardio is what you do in between sets. That's resting in between sets and getting your heart rate back at an optimal level. So I didn't even know there was this running influencer, and they're mad. People are mad at her because she was at the White House and she did like a little, a short interview with the White House press secretary. So what this lady does is she does interviews with famous people and then runs while they do them. She did one with Tim Walz before. But people are mad at her because she featured Caroline Leavitt in one. And I guess that, and people were saying, that's disappointing. We can't even believe that you did this. And it's so horrible. And why are you platforming this? And they were just going on and on and on. And it was kind of wild to see this because she's interviewed, from what I understand, I had to look into it. She's interviewed Tim Walz, a number of Democrats, Hollywood celebrities, like actors and that. But nobody objected until she featured Caroline Leavitt, right? So Tim Walz's daughter blasted her for platforming Leavitt. And in her video, she said she was disappointed and that because the administration's keeping people away from joining the running community by not combating climate change and cutting social funds, federal social funds. This is what her her quote is. Oh my gosh, should we just play it? I mean, this woman is she's not the brightest tool or brightest bulb in the box. But she had said that you're sending people away without due process, villainizing minorities. I don't know what she's talking about. And she said, you're preventing people from getting into the running community. Like, what the hell does that even mean? No one's preventing it, you stupid half-brained snowflake. No one's preventing it. So because she talked to Caroline Leavitt, that's like somehow magically, physically stopping people from going to run. What a stupid remark. And she said, it's damaging to society. We shouldn't normalize these people. Oh, heaven forbid you act like a grown-up and talk to people whose opinions you don't share. If you are so scared of your inability and intellectual vapidness that prevent you from articulating a defense of your ideals, then that's on you, not on anyone else. Listen to this. This is so stupid.
To be in a good mental state, to be able to run. All of those things are hard to come by. And if you have them and are a part of the running community, that is a privilege. And that, again, was the first thing he taught me. So I don't really understand how platforming and administration that cuts mental health services, cuts, you know, funding and literal shipments to food banks is entirely hurting the climate. Because you can get into running in the climate. That's a whole nother thing. But it's kind of cutting, you know, funds to climate initiatives and actively hurting the planet in that way. Sending people away without due process, villainizing minorities. All of those things are preventing people from getting into the running community, which is what I thought Kate's platform was for. But it's also just damaging to society as a whole. We should not be normalizing these people. I'm not going to tell anyone what to do with their page. But I think it's insulting to my dad to leave a certain video pinned.
Oh, shut up, you stupid, half-witted nepo baby. This like girl clearly has been told that she's special when she's not. First off, can you stop saying stupid things like the running community? That sounds so stupid. You sound like a snotty, entitled trust fund brat when you say the running community. You're just a runner. Shut up. You're just a runner. The running community. You don't have to sit here and create a construct that you can appoint yourself as gatekeeper of. That's why they use those phrases, because they want to gatekeep people from participating in it. So you're just a runner. There's no like running community. Shut up. It's so stupid. And her platform is that this chick can do whatever she wants with her platform. This Kate Max or whatever her name is. She can do whatever she wants. She's interviewed Democrats and Republicans. I think it's hateful and bigoted for her to say that you can't platform people that don't share your viewpoints. That's a signal of weakness. You're signaling absolute weakness. You want to be accommodated and you demand a seat at the table. But by God, you don't want anybody else that you don't agree with to have a seat at the table. It's not because you object to their ideas. It's because you're too stupid to articulate an actual educated defense of your own ideas. That's the first thing I think. Actually, that's really what it is. It's not what I think. That's what it is. When they want to silence you, it's because they are too afraid. And this has been, gosh, I've seen this from big companies. I've seen this. When they want to silence you, it's because they're afraid of you. That's what it is. They're afraid of you. And they're not smart enough to articulate a defense of their own perspectives. It's pretty unbelievable. And this stuff that she's like, what is it? Climate running? What the hell is that? It's just called weather. People have too much time on their hands. They create these super complicated issues where you don't have to have complicated issues. Like this doesn't make sense. Did no one told her she can't run? I mean, no one went out there and told his daughter, you can't run. Running community. I don't even know what this means, but it sounds like peak privilege is what it sounds like. It sounds like peak privilege. But the whole thing, we should not be normalizing these people, is bigoted and it's hateful. She goes, running as an act is political, is what she said. I mean, it's an exercise. Shut up. And she says that apparently, I guess what it's privileged. You're privileged to have the time to run, access to funds to buy the gear. Okay, hold up. I was a runner, like varsity. I set records. What what gear do you need? I think she's a fake runner. If you're talking about needing gear, you need a pair of tennis shoes. That's it. What are you talking about, gear? What, stop acting like a gatekeeper for something that anybody can do. There's no community for you to protect. But this is how they try to, this is how they try to grift power, by creating these little constructs to which they appoint themselves gatekeeper. Then that gives them some kind of a power and authority. Like, there's, it's not privileged to run. You just run. I could go out and run right now. Kane was telling me about a stunt that they used to do back in his early days in radio when they would have chicks run in high heels. Anybody can run. I mean, it's very simple. So I don't know what she's talking about here. I don't want this family plaguing us for the rest of our lives. I'm so glad that they lost. Can you imagine this chick? She would be all over the place elevating herself as like some sort of White House influencer. Gag me. Ugh, just done with it. Our partners that help bring this show, make it possible, All Family Pharmacy. Great, great company. I love this website. I've used this website quite a lot. And we're seeing prescription costs lower. So we're not going to pay. You know, we're basically not going to provide welfare for all these other countries by paying double and triple what they're paying. It's all about fair prices and fair access, right? So right now, All Family Pharmacy is offering a summer sale, 20% off of your entire order. This gives you a lot of breathing room. You can visit allfamilypharmacy.com/Dana. And on top of it, you got 20% off. Code Dana20 is the way you get it. 20% off your entire order. Right now through June, they're offering that 20% off site-wide. No insurance required. They got licensed doctors in all 50 states and fast shipping right to your front door. Everything that you need, your everyday meds, antibiotics, emergency kits, ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, whatever you need, they got it. Visit allfamilypharmacy.com/Dana for 20% off using promo code Dana. Don't wait for permission to protect yourself and your family. Visit allfamilypharmacy.com/Dana and use coupon code Dana20 to save 20%.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle with ultra titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
Recently, a new client called me and started by saying, "Mr. Morgan, I really need your help, but I'm just a nobody." Those words stunned me, and I immediately called him back. And we're now helping him and his family after a terrible accident. I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. Everybody who comes to our firm at their time of need is a somebody. I grew up poor, but my grandmother was like a queen to us. At Morgan & Morgan, our goal is to level the playing field for you and your family at your time of need. The insurance company has unlimited money and resources. You need a firm who can fight them toe-to-toe. For right at 30 years, we have fought them in courtrooms throughout America. Our results speak for themselves. And always remember this, everybody is a somebody, and nobody is a nobody. Visit ForThePeople.com to learn about our firm. Morgan & Morgan, for the people.
Injured? Visit ForThePeople.com for an office near you.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
All right. Police in China arrested female authors of novels that, in a crackdown on a fiction genre. They don't like, if you're homosexual, you get arrested over there. If you write something about Xi Jinping, you get arrested. If you like tell him that he looks like Winnie the Pooh, you get arrested. If you do anything that's not CCP approved, you get arrested. There you go. Most overpriced grocery store chains in the U.S. Guess who makes the list again? It's Whole Paycheck. Oh, I mean Whole Foods. The Economic Research Service, they're saying that food prices are going to increase by 2.9%. And that's as inflation is, because we're still trying to get out of all of that. We got to cut government spending. That's the way it is, or it's never going to go away. But they said that, Eataly is at the top. Eataly is one of them. It's not an actual grocery chain. It's more like an Italian market and restaurant. I will say, there are times for holidays, if I want a certain type of Italian meat, I get it at Eataly. Because there's certain, when I have family in, I can't get some of that anywhere else. And so I will get some of that at Eataly. But otherwise, isn't pretty. Whole Foods, though, can I just be real? I think Whole Foods is kind of overrated, except for their fish. Sometimes they get really good fish in. If you like, we will do actual sushi at home sometimes, and they can get like sashimi grade tuna in, and they'll hold it for you. That actually, that's on instances like that, or like young coconut if you're doing a really, you know, like certain meringues in that. Oh, I know, I get real weird with this, but those are like real niche items that you need for stuff you don't do every day. I reserve Whole Foods for that. But your everyday shopping, what the heck? Like, it's a $11,000 to go shop there. Dana, don't even do that. Let's see here. A woman was caught making a PB&J sandwich during a Zoom court hearing. The judge scolded her because she was also in a bathrobe. She was in a bathrobe. This is in Atlanta, making a PB&J sandwich. And the judge is like, you're late and you're not even dressed. What the hell? And you're making a sandwich? She literally had the phone on the counter and she was looking down at it. And you can see the peanut butter jar. I don't even know. What in the world? And China's turning to robots for elderly care with a national pilot program. Sure. Elderly care. And a woman was beaten to death by a robot. Culture. We have another fight with the J.K. Rowling trans stuff. So they're doing a Harry Potter reboot because Hollywood's out of ideas. And they have a new Harry Potter series that they are doing. And we've talked a little bit about it before. And they were casting, it's the HBO series. And they have a new batch of actors playing all of the original roles. And they John Lithgow is Albus Dumbledore. And they have Mark Rylance, who's apparently going to be, and he's really good. He's in Wolf Hall. He's really good. He's apparently going to be cast in it. And I think you got a couple of British actresses. I think Rachel Weisz is taking over as well. She's going to be, I think she's going in, I think she's taking a role in it too. And they, Nick Frost is Hagrid. That's a good cast. And everybody was critical of the guy, Papa Isidu, that they cast as Severus Snape. And it's not about race. It's because Severus Snape is, if you're not familiar with the story, Severus Snape, he was a baddie in the beginning. And he was running around with Voldemort and the Death Eaters. And the Death Eaters are basically the Ku Klux Klan, the Nazis, and all. It's a archetype of every bad guy ever, right? And they all look a certain way for a reason. So it's, you know, an archetype of every bad guy. And it all comes down to the worst identity politics, right? Identity politics is putting race and all of that above everything else. The Death Eaters were considered pure. And everyone else who wasn't pure were called mudbloods. And it was very important that Severus Snape looked the way he was because that was part of his identity. It's like having Dave Chappelle play a Klan member, right? Like in his Chappelle show. I mean, that's a joke. So they have an African actor who is playing Severus Snape, and it completely takes that whole huge part of Severus Snape's moral compromise out. And it ruins the character because he is pale and he's this. That's like very emphasized in the story, not as a positive. He uses it as a cudgel against everyone else who is less than. So you are rewriting her story by blackwashing that character. It's like having Mulan played by Paris Hilton. No offense, but you see what I'm saying? You're retconning something about a character that makes them who they are. And that is actually offensive to the original story. And it dumbs down why he's so scary, why he's so shifty, why he's so untrustworthy, why he's so dangerous. And that was one of the, she's reacted to that. And he's just decided, I guess he's going to go into this full jackwagon because he has signed this, letter on trans rights. It was an open letter supporting trans rights against J.K. Rowling. And he's already really feeling his oats, right? Like he's, you know, he signs this letter and he like they went directly against. I'm not saying you don't have your own viewpoints, but to immediately spit in the face of the person who created your living is an entitlement that only certain people, it's an indulgence, an entitlement that's an indulgence for only certain people. And I think some people, when they do stuff like this, they wrap themselves in identity politics as a way to deflect accountability for their stupid decisions and rudeness and ridiculousness. I'm not going to watch this series. It already sounds like trash. And it's sad because some of the cast is good. But that's one of the cast members that his story and his appearance play very much. It's like redoing the story of Hitler and having like a, and kind of an, and having every, somebody that, that personified everything that he was against play him. You undercut the dangerousness of the bad guy and you dull down the redemptive arc that he has later. I just think it's stupid that they're doing this stuff.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21+. Terms and conditions apply.
Listen as students and young adults interview well-respected CEOs on our national radio show, RealWorldLeaders.org, to learn secrets for success and how to use them to propel their careers.
Do you feel like determination is a trait that you have and that you practice?
Yeah, I've always looked forward in determination and consistency. Consistency is very important, especially in a business. There will be moments where you will have thoughts about, you know, doubts, you know, what if I'm not making how I want to make, what if I don't meet my expectations, but that all comes to your decision and how you want to continue. It all comes down to you because it's your business. You're the one that's running it.
I love using the word consistency. It's something that I have historically said in my office.
To hear more and to help us introduce your high school, GED, work ready, and college students to our CEOs, visit our website at realworldleaders.org. That's realworldleaders.org.